like we're about to get back underway. Angoon will have the ball. Kukic. It's the ball from over the left side. A nice little inside-out game. Boy, they moved the ball well, and Kukic takes a nice little 16-foot jump shot. Nothing but the bottom. That moves the score to 22-4. If you're going to get shots that are going to be that wide open, you're going to make a lot of them, and a steal now by O'Brien. She goes length of the court. Rangoon misses the layup. Rebound battled for. And the three guy goes on. Now Weber in the game now. Ball down. Brings it to half court. Up at the top of the key. Over to Heather. Let's go down low and ball out of bounds off of Angoon. Doc doesn't realize. Now Weber on the ball and goes right to O'Brien from Angoon. Angoon to attack. Kukic has the ball. Gets it in the middle of the lane. A shot up, no good. Rebounded by O'Brien. Her 18-footer, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Brought down by Rao. Shoved out of bounds. We're going to see a jump ball. We're going to see a foul call. Out of bounds to Skagway. Out of bounds to Skagway. Now Weber tries to get the ball inbound to Cox, but missed. Ball out of bounds. The good ball underneath the Skagway basket. And call overturned. To Skagway's delight. It's going to be now Skagway back. Doesn't look to me like anybody touched it, but that's not how the official saw it, and we appreciate that. Thank you, official. Jensen has the ball, gets it out of the trap, over to Cox. Cox trying to dribble through three people, unable to do it. Ball goes over to Kukic, who gets it then over to George. Short misses the layup, but it's corralled and put back in by Elizabeth O'Brien. Ball picked up a dribble at the top of the key. Just to do it. Gets it over to Cox. Cox wants to attack. Tries to get the ball inside. Unable to complete the pass. A scrum for the ball. Going to be out of bounds. And it will stay Panther basketball. Panthers on the attack. 24-4. Scoring up over Skagway. Ball comes to the Larmer. And there's a scrum. Rao on the floor. Able to tie it up. Sorry, that was Al Weber. That was not the roundsman. Able to cause the tie-up, but the ball is now Angoon's ball. Ball over to George. Over to the corner to O'Brien. O'Brien misses the jumper just off the side of the rim. Rebound by Al Weber. It'll be Skagway basketball. That's a jump ball. Something we see a lot of. Jump ball. Playing point for Skagway. Turns the ball over. Kukic has it. Brings it in. Left-handed layup. Good. Bringing the score now to 26-4 with 6 minutes remaining. Ball. Over to Weber. Back over to Jensen. Over on the right-hand side to Cox. Cox brings it into the middle of the court. Tries to get it back out. She's triple-teamed and unable to do it. She turns the ball over. Ball goes over to O'Brien. O'Brien gets it up to Kukic. Ooh, quick pass down low to Elizabeth O'Brien for the delaying Kukic. Playing a real nice game with point guard for Angoon. She leads her team quite well. Turnover by Kukic with the ball. Over to O'Brien. Aims it up and in. 30-4 now. The score with 5:18. Figure out this extended zone. It looks like they've fallen into a 2-3, but they're extending it. Cox tries to work the ball into the middle with the left-hand dribble, and this time we've got a foul call. With three officials on the court, we figured they'd get most of the calls right. 5 minutes, 6 seconds now left to go in the first half. Weber inbounds the ball to Whitehead. Whitehead brings the ball up the court. Back out top to Jensen. Jensen's going to attack on the right-hand side. Tries to get it down to Selmer. Does. Now back out to Cox. Back over to Jensen. Jensen at the top of the key. She works it into the elbow of the zone. Launches up that elbow jumper. Unable to connect. Rebound. Pulled down. And a foul will be called on it. Boom. Four team fouls now, Frank. None for Skagway. Skagway playing clean. And as I say, playing clean, turnover. Whitehead caught the ball with one foot just stepped over the outbound line. Ball goes over to Angry. He's real attack now. Bringing the ball up the court, Frank. Boone is Patricia O'Brien giving a break to Kukic. Back ball over to another O'Brien. Launched shot, unable to connect. Rebound, fought for. Pulled down by George. George trying to knock it off. Al Weber's leg to try and get it to go out of bounds. Al Weber's leg just bouncy enough to let that happen. It's going to be Angoon ball. Situation. Back over to George. George launches up the 18-footer and good. Nice little give and go. George to O'Brien. Back to George. In. Jensen now with the ball at the top of the key. She dribbles. She picks up her dribble. She gets it over to Cox. Cox again trying to work it into the underbelly, the soft underbelly of that 2-3 zone. Able to pull another foul on Angu. When you seem to see a weakness developing now in that Angu zone, if Cox can get in, she's just got to watch out because she's getting triple teamed every time she goes in there. But if they keep fouling her, that is going to work out fine for the Panthers. A little bit of a scrum out at the elbow extended area in the 3-point zone. And a foul is called on. And that is number 6. Next foul, they'll be, anyway, will be in the bonus and able to shoot 1-on-1 with each foul. Okay. 32-4 the score with 3:59 to play in the first half of basketball here. And then Bruno Lassen. Cox has the ball. Back up to Jensen. Jensen looking to reset. Over to Cox. Cox brings it over to the left-hand side. Tries to go cross-court. Unable to connect it. O'Brien with the pickoff. And the shot by O'Brien. Rattles it home for two. With about a 19-footer. She takes a step back. She's going to knock that down for three. 34-4. Even over skin. Whitehead with the ball on the left-hand side. Looking into the interior. Unable to find anything. Gets it back out to Jensen. She's going to switch sides of the court with the dribble. Launches up a shot. Just missed it from the elbow. Ball taken down by O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien all over the court. O'Brien gets it over to her sister. Evoda. Shot launched up. No good by Kukic. That's Kaiser Kukic. Ball back over to Skagway. Jensen's got the ball now. Working it back over to Cox. Cox brings it right into the middle of the zone. Gets it over to Whitehead. Whitehead shot is blocked. Blocked by Elizabeth O'Brien, who's going to take it the length of the court up and off the front of the rim. Al Weber hustling on the play, able to throw it off. With O'Brien's leg out of bounds. Going to be Skagway. That's a heads-up play by Al Weber to get. She was going to fall. Her momentum was carrying her out of bounds over the end line. And instead of bringing the ball with her, she knocked it off with O'Brien's leg. Skagway retains possession of the basketball. Brilliant play by Weber. 2:34 left to go. Pretty good for the score here. And Jensen with the ball. Attack on the right-hand side, over to Cox. She goes right into the teeth of the zone again. Gets it over to Weber. Weber wants the dribble, drive, gets it back out to Selmer, misses. Whitehead there for the rebound. Whitehead clears back out to Jensen. Jensen wants to bring it back over to the right side of the court. Doesn't. Brings it instead into the interior. Over to Weber. Weber up and in with the left hand. Great bucket by Al Weber. Nice feed by Carol Whitehead. 34-6 now the score. Angoon's got the ball. They're working it around the exterior. Just gets it over to... Oh! Hilda Mendenhall for a long 2-point shot. 36-6. Planting. Just puts it over Cox, brings it into the middle of the defense over to Weber. Back out to Cox, one dribble. Back over to Cox. She's going to get it into the interior of that zone. And in the attempt to take the right-handed running hook, she gets fouled. And that's going to be shots for Skagway. Madison Cox. Get the one. For Skagway. Shoot two. First one up, just off the back of the rim. Very good. About 29 to go in the first half of basketball here in Cleveland, Alaska. Skagway trails and 36-6. Nice full gym here tonight. Cox misses both shots. I'm not sure what the call is. They're giving her another shot. It must have been a lane violation on Angoon. And knock this one down. And he's 37-67. Kylie Kukic in no hurry to bring the ball up right here. Just a minute 20. They're going to run some sets. They're going to take their time. And boy, they are hot. They just move on offense. It's a weave, looks like they're running, but through the interior, so it's not an external weave exactly, but a lot of movement off of that Angoon team. That is wonderful to see on offense. They did, however, turn the ball over. Skagway's got the ball. Jensen gets it over to Madison Cox. She drives into the teeth of the defense, gets it over to Selmer. Selmer puts up the shot and rattles around off the backboard and in. Skagway's got a little something moving on offense right now. They're figuring out how to attack that zone. Yes, Felice has to be happy going into halftime with improvements like this, developments like this. Kukic gets the ball over to the left-hand side, over to Sibley. Sibley back over to Kukic. Kukic at the top of the key. Gets it over to Sibley again, right inside the tee, and just inside the free throw line, launches up a shot, misses, launches up another shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. She got the rebound at about 9 feet, put it right back in. Tried to attack the D, was unable to, gets it over to Kara Whitehead. A little bit of trouble handling the pass. 10 seconds left. She's going to launch a three. She hits the bat onto the backboard. Al Weber's got the ball. She tries to knock it off of another Angoon player's leg. Unable to do it. And that's how we're going to end the half. It is 38-9. Angoon over Skagway. Well, Skagway's got, you know, something to talk about here at halftime. They certainly started doing some pretty interesting things as Madison Cox was able to attack the teeth of that 2-3 zone and really get some fine penetration into the interior. Will it be enough for the full comeback? Well, that remains to be seen. It would be tremendous, though.